presently, he's in the principal hospital. That's the name of the hospital, Principal Hospital in Senegal. He has been brought there yesterday because they were worrying about his health. Today is his 9th day on hunger strike. And you know how hunger strike is. Rapidly, your health declines. So that's why they brought him there to be sure that he stays in good health. That's what we were told. Not everybody could see him. Maybe I think his lawyer, his doctor. But presently, he's in the hands of the government. So there is not much we can say about his health other than it's worrisome.
Over the weekend, I thought the authorities said that two other opposition members who had been convicted were now free to run for president. How come Ousmane Sonko cannot run?
Well, this is the deal. You know, there was what they called a national dialogue in Senegal, but it was a national dialogue. What happened is those two people, they were convicted and they lost their civil rights. They couldn't run for presidential election. That's why those two people couldn't run for the last presidential election. So they were held in 2019 because they were convicted for, you know, financial crimes. So that means that not only did they lose their civil rights, but they kind of owe money to Senegal. But Macky Sall, on a speed mode, just as he's used to, you know, in our parliament, you have several parliamentary groups, one for the opposition and one for the presidential party. And none of them had the majority. So what Macky Sall did was that he proposed them to make their candidates become again eligible by putting a new law that will grant them a sort of amnesty, then forgive them and allow them to be able again to run. And he asked them, if you accept to vote that law, then Khalifa Sall and Karim Watt will become eligible again. And that's what they accepted. Because what one of them said is that, provided that I can run, I will sign everything. And the representatives in the reading the parliament, they all accepted to vote that. And in the same law, he provided a provision that will help him make Ousmane Sonko non-eligible. How? By saying that if you are not among the people who are allowed to vote, then you cannot be among the people who are allowed to be elected. But what happened to him is that the fact that they arrested Ousmane Sonko and they wanted to make Ousmane Sonko unable to vote, so unable to be elected, the fact that he was convicted in absentia. But their mistake is that the fact that they arrested him made him out of that law they voted on Saturday.